Pinellas Pasco State Attorney Bernie McCabe concluded today that a St. Petersburg police officer was justified in his use of deadly force in the shooting death of 17-year-old student Javon Dawson in June. Dawson was shot and killed by St. Petersburg police officer Terrence Nemeth at a graduation party on June 7th. But critics, such as members of the Uhuru movement in St. Petersburg, said they had spoke with many witnesses who said that Dawson did not have a gun on him at the time. But State Attorney Bernie McCabe's report says tests found Dawson's DNA on a gun found after the shooting and said gunshot residue was on his pants. Omalia Shatello is with the International Democratic People's Uhuru Movement.
But listen to this. I mean, that's what McCabe is saying, and that's what he's calling evidence. McCabe says that nobody saw Javon Dawson with a weapon, with a gun in his hand. No one. That's according to this letter. Second, that he says that the reason they couldn't show gunshot residue on his hands is because procedure of the St. Petersburg Police Department caused a delay that was too long. But the letter also said that Dawson fired weapons and then ran and was shot twice by Nemeth, and he dropped the gun and stumbled. If that's the case, how is there gunpowder residue in his pocket? If there was no way for there to be gunpowder residue. The gun, according to this letter, never hit his pocket after it was allegedly fired by Dawson.
After the shooting, members of the Uhuru movement said they had witnesses at the party who said that Javon Dawson was unarmed, but they said those witnesses were not willing to come forward to speak with the media or the police. They said the gun found afterwards had been planted by police. State Attorney Bernie McCabe writes in his report, quote, "Despite the hundreds of people in the area of the shooting, no witnesses have been located that have been able to give a complete account of what had transpired at the time Dawson was shot, except Officer Nemeth." Again, Omawa Yeshitela with the Uhuru Movement.
We talked ourselves to people who testified, that a mother who testified that her daughter, who also was at the party, had physically patted down Javon Dawson and found nothing in his pocket. And they were playing with each other when this occurred, because Dawson came to her first and jokingly said, "Let me hold something," asking her for money. He patted her pockets down, and she said, "I ain't got nothing. You let me hold something." She patted his pockets down. He had no gun in his pocket. So I can't explain all of this stuff they're talking about. Some DNA might have been on the gun. What I can say is that Nemeth shot him twice in the back. Nobody saw him with a gun except Nemeth, and that if the gunpowder residue would be in his pocket, it's very hard to explain how that happened, since there was, according to McCabe's own statement, the gun, if it were fired, never went into his pocket.
State Attorney Bernie McCabe's report comes a day after St. Pete Mayor Rick Baker and other local officials released a letter publicly urging for peace and calm in the community and for any witnesses to the case to come forward. And it comes a day before an Uhuru-backed group called Justice for Javon plan to present a petition filled with over 1,000 signatures to Governor Charlie Crist calling for State Attorney McCabe's removal from the case. Again, Omawa Yeshitela.
It is really interesting that after having read just 2 or 3 days ago that McCabe was going to take the case before a grand jury, because there were so many witnesses that he could not handle it making a judgment on his own, that he would suddenly decide today, before we went to Tallahassee to confront Crist, to release a statement vindicating the police murder of Javon Dawson. We think that what it means is that McCabe has stated once again that the life of African people, and especially young African men, has no value, and that he has given a red light to police and law enforcement agencies in this area to continue the kind of murder that Nemeth did in this instance, that Knight did earlier on, and that members of with the case of Tyron Lewis, and that members of the Sheriff Department did with Jarrell Walker and with Markwell McCullough, all of which were killings that could not be justified, and in every instance, killings of people who were unarmed, and in most instances, people who were shot in the back.